This week we begin Parshas Tetzav, and I find it ironic that most years Tetzav coincides with the week before the week of Purim, and on Purim we spend so much time thinking about our clothing and our costume, and the first half of Parshas Tetzav talks about clothing, the most beautiful and pristine clothing there was, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim Hagiotos. So the pasuk here at the beginning, first the Torah talks about the menorah and lighting the menorah. Then Hashem introduces the mitzvah of setting aside the Kohanim and making them their clothing. Pasuk says, "Va'asisa v'gdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chaber l'sefaras." This is Parak Chavchas, Pasuk Beis. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should make holy clothing for Aaron, your brother. This is the clothing of the Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, and future Kohanim Gedolim. L'chaber l'sefaras, for honor and splendor. And the Ramban here addresses the honor and splendor of whom? Whose honor and splendor? His first Mahalach, El Derech HaPshat, he says that this is the honor and the splendor of the Kohen Gadol. These clothes, he goes through showing how these clothes, the eight vestments of the Kohen Gadol, were used in Tanakh as vestments of Malchus. Kings wore these things. First Raya, the first proof he brings is that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to demonstrate Yosef's elevated status, he makes him a kesones pasim. A kesones was one of the vestments of the Kohen Gadol. So he says that just as Yaakov used that to elevate Yosef's status, that of a melech over the brothers, the Kohen Gadol wore a kesones. He shows in Shmuel Bezer's a pasuk that the me'il was worn by princesses. We know that a mitznefes is like a hat, it's like a crown. He shows that kings wore a mitznefes, some kind of a fabric turban, a fabric crown. Tzitz, certainly a golden headplate was used by kings. He also quotes a pasuk that we know from the Megillah, that the materials that were used, the gold and the tcheles, the blue dye and the argaman, the purple dye, were things that were reserved for kings. He said no one would wear tcheles besides a king. The pasuk in Megillas Esther says that Mordechai went out from before King Achashverosh wearing bigdei malchus, tcheles and hur and a terazav, a beautiful gold crown, and tachluch boots, linen, va'argaman. So argaman, boots, linen, and tcheles are specified as things that Mordechai wore. As he was coming up, he was elevated to a status of second in command. He took over for Haman. So the Ramban says that all of these vestments were associated with Malchus, with royalty, and the Kohen Gadol was to appear as a king, even though he did not have the Keser Malchus. He had the Keser Kahuna. Keser Malchus was for the king from Beis David, but it elevated him to a status of royalty. The Ramban offers a second explanation, Al Derech HaEmes, Al Derech Kabbalah, which is that it's the Kavod and Teferes, not of the person, the Kohen Gadol, but of Hashem. It's for the honor and the glory and the splendor of Hashem that the Kohen Gadol, his appointed person in the Beis HaMikdash, wear these refined clothing. He quotes Pesukim to show that the words Kavod and Teferes refer specifically to Hashem and Hashem's manifestation through Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. I almost get the sense from reading Ramban, I don't fully understand it, but it sounds like it's Hashem's glory and majesty sort of portrayed kiviyachol onto the Kohen Gadol. Hashem is not physical. We can't see his malchus. It says Hashem malach geus lavash. Hashem clothes himself in geus, in upliftedness, in gaiva. He doesn't have clothing, but kiviyachol, if he would, these would be the clothing of Hashem, the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore. So his first shot, he's saying it's the glory and the honor of the Kohen Gadol appearing like a king. In the second shot, which really seems to be the same thing, it's just Hashem's honor and glory being reflected in the Kohen Gadol, but it's not to glorify the Kohen Gadol, it's the glory of Hashem in his house and this Mesharis that is serving him.